Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
That ball hit well to left field, all the way back, Hayes. He will watch this one go. Yordan Alvarez, a three-run bomb.
Big man with the big shot.
Eight in a row for the Astros. 10-2 victory tonight in Baltimore.
Sports Radio 610 presents former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Hughley. It's Clint Sterner and the show.
Ah, yes it is. Clint Sterner's in the building. Tyler is really filling himself with these opens. He's producing this. I'm Ron the Show and the Astros. I mean, we talk about this offense. Now they, really, 10 runs again like it's nothing. Rain delays and everything. They are now in sole possession of first place in the AL West with Oakland losing last night to the Rangers. And Jake Odorizzi, Clint, we said, hey, man, he may be pitching for his life, pitching for his rotation life. Yesterday, he showed up 5 innings, 9 Ks, 1 walk, and the Orioles didn't have a chance with him on the mound. So Jake Odorizzi held serve in terms of who was going to the bullpen last night.
Yeah, look, I mean, hell of a job, hell of an outing by Jake Odorizzi, obviously. In fact, he's put two consecutive outings together of a total of 9 innings, 2 hits, 12 Ks, and 1 walk. So not only was a damn near perfect 5 innings last night versus the Baltimore Orioles, not only did that take place, but he stacked two really, really good outings back-to-back with some good numbers. Again, 12 Ks, 1 walk over 9 innings. Yesterday, the velocity was there. The location was there. I haven't watched a ton of Jake Odorizzi, man, but the movement that he was getting on his pitches last night and his ability to locate around different parts of the zone, man, was awfully impressive. And show he's, no doubt about it, he's going to make Dusty Baker and Brent Strom's decision on who moves to the pen out of these six starters that are hotter than a firecracker right now. He appears to be all in on making it as difficult as possible a decision for those guys.
It's what he needed to have last night.
Oh, right? Hell, he couldn't have done any better.
Well, can we just stop here, Clint? I don't know how you feel about this. And I'm going to come to the table and say right off the bat that I can understand an argument with this. But if I'm Jake Odorizzi, I got a problem with you pulling me out of the game after 5 innings and I have a no-hitter. 9 strikeouts with 1 walk. A damn near a perfect game. You're pulling me out at 5 innings? I don't give a damn. I'll throw 170 pitches. He's never thrown a no-hitter. Pretty confident in that. Check that, Tyler. He's never thrown a no-hitter. You're going to take me out in the fifth? And he had it rolling. You're talking about the movement on his pitches. You can't take me out. You cannot take me out in the fifth inning, and I got a no-hitter. Hell no.
It would be tough. It would. I would have to be in some, like, there would have had to be some serious conversations had beforehand about my limitations, about what's possible if I overdo it or if we overdo it. Like, it couldn't, there's no way it was just a feel thing, right? I mean, this has to be what was in the cards from the jump. His last outing versus the Rangers, he piggybacked, did he piggyback somebody?
Yeah, he piggybacked Fromber, Lance McCullers.
And he was on a pitch count there, and you got to believe that he was on a pitch count here. And so if the conversation in the dugout show was, hey, man, look, we talked about this before. Like, you're already over that pitch count. The last thing we want to do is have an injury setback. I could see where they could come to that agreement. But I'm with you, man. That would be a very, very tough one for me to walk away from. 86 pitches through five innings. Literally,
and that's high. I'm not saying that's not a high pitch count, but there's a special circumstance.
I'm with you, man. But it's I can get with, as a player, I could get with. Hey, man, last time I was out, I think he was on like a 55 or 65 pitch count.
Was he? Why is he on a pitch count still? I know he was. I know he had the injury, but that, how long ago was that?
Well, I think it's a combo of the injury, and he got a late start on the season. Remember, he got late into the start of the season with their offseason stuff, and then he got hurt.
I mean, I feel like he's had three appearances, three starts.
Either way it goes, though, show, like, at that point,
there had to be a plan.
Think about it like this, though. I'm with you 100%. I'm not pushing back. I'm not bucking at all. I'm with you. I would have a very difficult time not going, hey, coach, let me get more. I got more in the tank. Let me go. But 86 pitches in the fifth inning. How many pitches would dude have had to throw to get a no-hitter?
And I'm telling you, Clint, I don't give a damn.
Right.
I don't give it. Like, you, like that. That's like one of those, that's that history thing that you just, you can't mess with. And Dusty's old school. Is that what he told us
yesterday?
Yeah,
what happened to his old school?
What the hell happened to that? I'm from a different time.
Yeah. I'm from a different generation.
I'm from a different generation. You came out in the fifth, I would have sat down on the ground. That game would have been, we would have been in another delay.
Yeah, it would have been tough.
I would have been upstage. I'm going to sit down on the ground. No, I'm not coming out. Let me get through the six.
You read my face?
I put another guy on, you take me out. I give up a hit, you take me out. But I can't leave the game. A no-hitter?
Yeah, look, I'm with you.
How many do you think he would have had to throw? 150?
I mean, it would have been up there. I mean, maybe five innings, 86. Four more innings would have, I mean, just on the pace that he was on, would have given you another 60. I mean, he would have had to throw upwards of 130 pitches.
He had a chance, Clint, at a 15-plus strikeout game.
Yes.
And no hitter.
Yeah, I forgot about that. He had nine strikeouts, wasn't it?
That's
five.
Why his pitch count was high. He had nine strikeouts. He had a chance to get 15-plus. Go to hell. You got to be kidding me. I'm not coming out of that game. That would be problematic. And you talking about you as a player, you could understand that. You'd have been out there, Clint, that.
You would have been able to talk some sense into me of like, Clint, look, you're on a pitch count. We had this conversation before. You're already over that pitch count. In order for you to complete a no-hitter or even have a complete game shutout, you're going to have to throw 130 or 140 pitches. I mean, and I would have been like, oh, you know what? You're right.
Tyler, you believe Clint?
Bro,
believe him?
If my pitch count was – I mean, I'm assuming he was on a restricted pitch count, right? It had to be 70 or 75. You mean to tell me that I'd buck the system and go, no, I want to throw double that tonight and risk that?
It's a special circumstance.
Nah, man. You got to think long term.
I'm not saying – listen, as I said
– get back there and hang up your Playboy, your Playboy Playmate calendar
there, man. It's pooping dogs.
It's Father's Day gift. It's pooping dogs. It's a calendar
that's where my dogs got
of
me.
All dogs pooping.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
This guy. He's got a stick in his mouth while he's letting one out.
Tyler's a sad. He's a sad individual.
Wait a minute. That was your
Father's.
My Father's Day.
I didn't mean to break the Astros talk up. Are you kidding me?
My dog's got me this cool calendar.
You got a calendar that's got a bunch of pictures of dogs hunkered up.
Yeah, each month is a different dog. Pinch one off. See?
He's serious.
No, dead serious. He showed it to me with pride.
Do you poop or scoop your backyard?
Yeah, for sure. Well,
so you follow your dogs around when they take a dump in your yard, you pick it up.
Like once a week.
Oh, you go out there once a week and do a little scoop?
Once or twice a week.
You have to miss some.
No, I got like a rake and a thing, and I go around. But also when the guy comes to mow, That takes care of a lot of it.
Oh, I bet he hates you. I bet he goes over landmines left and right.
I forgot you pay for your mow. You have
tip
to clean
your lawn
that up.
Guy, man.
No, I do. I take care of him, but it's crazy. It makes the poo disappear.
You got three. Yeah, it just yeah.
it shreds it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, tip your yard guy, man.
I do. What are you tipping?
A good amount. None of your business.
I bet when he loads his mower up in the back of his truck, he's got dog crap all over. You got three dogs, man. A couple of days worth of that, you got some landmines around that backyard.
I normally scoop a couple times a week.
I bet you.
Now you've gone from one time a week to a couple times a week.
No, I said one to twice a week.
When Clint has pressed you.
I said one to twice a week.
You don't go out there and do none of it. You just said it makes. See, now I'm putting it together. When he comes out there and mows, it makes it disappear.
It's amazing.
So to you, if it makes it disappear, why would your happy ass walk out there and scoop it up once a week that you've now changed to twice a week?
No, well, like Clint said, I got three dogs. Two of them are a good size. So if I don't get out there and scoop some in between mows, it's going to not smell great out there. I don't want to have people over in my backyard. I got the outdoor kitchen going. I'm grilling. You don't want to have that wafting into your face.
See, I love you to death, but you got a lot going on in your life. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that the old poopy scoop in the backyard gets shelved half the time. That damn yard guy. I bet he's got two big dogs, man.
Ridiculous. From the text line, did Tyler say stick in his mouth? Just check it. Yes, he did.
Yes.
He did.
Yeah. The dog for June has a stick in his mouth while he's pooping.
And I'm getting crushed here. Dude was on pace to have thrown 154 pitches. He would have blown his arm up. Okay, now we're blowing arms up over 150 pitches. Good God. Where's Roy Oswalt when you need him right now? 150 pitches.
Al Leader's son, is it leader or lighter?
Al Leader.
I think it's leader.
It's Al Leader.
Is it lighter or
it's
leader? Lighter. I mean, you say that real confidently. I'm confident I know
Al Leader. Al Leader, who played for the Mets.
I know who he is, too, but I think I called him Al Leader.
It's Al Leiter.
It's Al Leiter, whoever the hell it is. His son threw 130-something pitches last night in a nine-pitch,
I'm sorry,
one-run game for Vanderbilt.
Listen, and as I said, I'm not.
He had 15 Ks.
And he's in college. And listen, I'm not saying that I don't understand the argument from Dusty. I'm telling you, if I'm Odorizzi, Jake Odorizzi, pitcher for the Houston Astros, if I'm Jake Odorizzi, no, hell no. No, I'm not coming out. I'm going until I give up a hit.
You could talk me into it. Fifth inning, 86 pitches coming off of injuries on a pitch count.
Get out of here, man.
You could talk me into
it. I'm in here 9 Ks.
You could talk me into hanging him up.
Have never been in the zone more than he was tonight. He probably didn't even feel it.
Well, if that's the case, his ass is short-lived anyway with this starting rotation. he needs to repeat that as often as he possibly can to stay in the hunt with this rotation.
I'm just listen, five innings in a no-hitter. One walk. I can see if he had like 3-4 walks and this is one of them fake no-hitters. No, one person on base. What were they going to do, take him out in a perfect game if he gave up that walk, if he didn't give up that walk?
I mean, this has really got you worked up a little bit. By the way, Astros fans, you need to be rooting for the Rangers. I want to make sure that – put that out there. I know there's very few and far between times that you would ever root for the Rangers, but now's one of them. You want the Rangers – beating up on the A's. The Astros currently have a one-game lead in the division, have the best win percentage in the AL right now. They need to extend this thing, stretch this thing out a little bit, and we need the Rangers to beat the Oakland A's tonight. So be pulling for you guys up 45 here in Dallas.
All right, Clint Stoerner says there is a very important date, that Texans fans need to be paying attention to. And this one is huge and a very important date that he gives you a reason why you need to know why. That's coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
July 27th is a very, very important date here in Houston, a date here, if you're a Texans fan, that you need to be paying attention to. July 27th, Clint, that's what you've been talking about today, saying that this is an important date. We will keep you up on why is July 27th so important for people in Houston to make sure they're keeping monitored.
Well, I just think you got to mark it on your calendar. I mean, if there's going to be any movement in the Deshaun Watson saga, which obviously I know the Deshaun Watson saga right now is one of those hot button topics for some folks out there. They're tired of hearing about it. Well, guess what? It has to do with your Texans as well, right? So however you want to phrase it, the Texans, NFL, the Houston franchise, Deshaun Watson, any way you slice it, July 27th is the day that this organization has scheduled for the players to report for training camp. And when that's the case, that is a date to be starred. There's a lot of things that will change one way or another that day. There are a lot of decisions that will need to be made prior to that day. One big decision that will need to be made, in my opinion, prior to July the 27th, between now and July the 27th, is does the NFL put Deshaun Watson on the commissioner's exempt list? I think it's something that has to happen between now and then, because if it doesn't,
why does it have to? Because there's no timetable. Roger Goodell can put him on the commissioner's exempt list at any time. Why is it so important for?
It would be Rob Manfred like. Okay. It would be Rob Manfred like. If you don't know who Rob Manfred is, he's the MLB commissioner of Major League Baseball, who just can't seem to navigate these major issues the right way. It would be Rob Manfred-like for the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, to not put Deshaun Watson on the commissioner's exempt list, period. It's the best case scenario for everybody involved in the Deshaun Watson, Houston Texan, NFL saga, if you will. The best case scenario is that he's placed on the commissioner's exempt list. Yes, the Texans have to come out of pocket a little bit of money, but $10 million, who cries over spilt milk? That's pissed away in NFL franchises on the regular. That's not a big deal. $15 million if you count the roster bonus. I'm not sure if I don't know if it's a roster bonus or not, but opening day bonus. So anyway, there's a $5 million bonus that's associated with his extension that he signed that you might have to pay there too. $10 million, $15 million, who gives a rip? At this point in time, the best case scenario for Deshaun Watson, the NFL, and the Houston Texans is for him to be placed on the commissioner's exempt list and for this to be a non-story when camp starts. The last thing that any party involved wants is for training camp day and report date and for training camp in the NFL for the Houston Texans July 27th is for every major sports outlet on TV and every major sports outlet in the radio business to be talking about did Deshaun Watson report or not? Did Deshaun Watson's key fob work when he pulled in the parking lot over at NRG Stadium? What did Nick Caserio, Jack Easterby, Cal McNair, how did they respond to Deshaun Watson walking in the building? And by the way, every time that Deshaun Watson and the Texans, that situation gets brought to light, usually it's a negative light given what Deshaun Watson's in the middle of right now, the NFL is popped as well. This isn't just a Texan deal or a Deshaun Watson deal. They're all three getting popped anytime this is a story.
But you think the moment that he goes on the commissioner's exempt list, especially if that happens prior to training camp starting,
yes,
that it becomes like a non-story?
It's a non-story.
Really?
You're not adding fuel to the fire. Yeah, it's completely understandable. The guy's got 22 civil lawsuits filed on him. If there's ever been a situation where there weren't officially criminal charges by the Houston Police Department or the district attorney or whatever department was handling that a particular case, if there was ever justification for a guy to not have criminal charges filed on him but still be placed on the commissioner's exempt list, which in the bylaws, if you will, there's gray area where Roger Goodell essentially can decide to put a player on a commissioner's exempt list with just his decision. He don't really need to justify it, truth be told. But if there ever has been a time for it to be justified, now's the time. And the only way that it's a non-story is if they put him on the commissioner's exempt list before July the 27th. And so that's a date that needs to be starred, because if for some reason Roger Goodell pulls a Rob Manfred and doesn't put him on the commissioner's exempt list, then it becomes a circus of does Deshaun show up or not? Do the Texans fine him or not? Do the Texans excuse him or not? How does Nick Caserio handle it? Got it. If he shows up in the building, how does the team handle it, right? It's going to be an absolute mob to talk to Rod Taylor or Davis Mills or David Culley, for crying out loud. You damn sure don't want him being in the spotlight in with this being on the forefront. So,
oh my goodness,
yeah, that's right, Culley. I'm trying to save you, baby. It's the 27th is the date.
Clint Sterner in the show. The 27th is the day that you need to keep marked on your calendar, because the feeling is that is a move day on what potentially the next step is with Deshaun Watson, especially with the league. I mean, I'm just thinking about it when you say no, it'd be a bit of a non-story. From the Texans' perspective, I wonder what it is they're wanting. I mean, the fine part, like, it seems like in either way, there is no decision made, and he comes and they have the decision to fine him, or if he goes on the commissioner's exempt list, I think there are a lot of people who would argue, well, the Texans, it means that they're on the hook for paying his contract now.
Sure.
They got to pay his contract for somebody that doesn't want to play for them and that they don't want to play for them. Like, now they got to shelve out $10 million. How is that a win for the Texans? I think that would be a pushback or a thought that many people would have.
Well, yeah, it's a situation that you're currently in. And when we're talking about $10 or $15 million in 1 year, that you're having to pay a player, yeah, it stings to have to write that check, but it's small potatoes in the big picture. I mean, it's in the big picture, if you end up trading Deshaun Watson, you're taking $40 million a year for the year 22, 23, 24, maybe even 25. I can't remember how many, if it was a four-year extension or a three-year extension off the top of my head, but nonetheless, I mean, you're removing major salary from the salary cap moving forward, and you're going to be okay. A year one in a rebuild, when you've got $10 or $15 million wrapped up in a guy that he's not gonna be producing for you, it stings, but it's small potatoes, big picture. It really is. Like there are $10 or $15 million, given the circumstances, is nothing compared to the negative media attention, the more just dragging that Nick Caserio, Jack Easterby, and Cal McNair are going to get if this thing goes south. I mean, it's a small price to pay. Big picture,
it's worth it to you.
In this 10 or 15 million dollars in this salary cap angle, it's not going to win you another game. It's not going to get you another player that's going to make a difference in your franchise right now. It's not going to hurt your franchise in a way that in a year from now you're going to look back and go, man, we shouldn't have done that. Right? If anything, 10 or 15 million dollars is a nice little price to pay to keep a commodity that you can trade a year from now, well, not a year, but right before next year's draft for when that commodity's at its highest value. Right? So there's ways to look at that 10 or 15 million dollars you're going to have to pay Deshaun Watson to really justify that. You don't want this thing to become a pissing match between Deshaun and the Texans, and do they fine him? Do they excuse it? Do they not? All to recoup a little bit of salary cap space. Best case scenario is that before July the 27th, the NFL commissioner puts Deshaun Watson on the exempt list, and the Texans, they can report to training camp. There's no distractions. There's no added issue for David Culley or Nick Caserio to deal with other than keep this momentum going in the right direction in terms of a rebuild and getting the Texans back to the point where they're competitive again down the road. The Deshaun Watson situation on the 27th, if that day comes and goes and it's a major issue, it would be a Rob Manfred level mistake.
Mm. All right. The 27th is definitely a day that you need to be prepared for and looking out, because I do think that is where a lot of things have to be moving and shaking, because training camp, it will be a story. It will become a story the first day of training camp, and I think you're probably right. Doing what you can to close that and make that a non-story is a huge deal. Remember, your chance to win $1,000 coming up at 3:35. Make sure you're locked and loaded for that. Clint always talks about Dusty Baker and his plans. He damn sure needs to have a plan for one particular thing coming forward. We'll tell you what that is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
Last night, the Astros continued their offensive onslaught. 10 runs last night. They have won 8 in a row. But the story was the guy who out there was pitching for his job potentially in the rotation, that is Jake Odorizzi. And Dusty Baker, the manager of the Astros, spoke about his performance yesterday.
His velocity's good. You know, he's up to 94, you know, pretty consistently there. His split finger is a whole lot better than it was before. His breaking ball's better. So, you know, he's finding his groove. I mean, he was behind. And he was behind when he got here. Then he got hurt, and that put him even further behind. So we're trying to, you know, catch him up to get the quality guy that we, you know, that we signed.
That's Dusty Baker, the manager of the Astros, and the man who took Jake Odorizzi's ability to try to have a no-hitter completely from him from the game last night.
Show's going to get butchered.
You read my face?
It's sad what he did to him. Mr. I'm from another era.
I'm from a different generation.
So if he'd have left Jake Odorizzi in that game, if he'd have left him in that game with 86 pitches in the fifth inning, he would have had to throw 130-plus to complete a shutout or a no-hitter.
Never seen it done before? I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean, but you're talking about a guy that's well
behind.
You got
to give him a chance.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. You got to give him a chance. Listen, I'm not saying what you're saying and Dusty's decision doesn't make sense. But sometimes in sports, there are certain moments where, hey, man, we gotta try it. And this is history right here.
Against the Orioles?
I don't give a damn who it's against. You think they'll forget about that? Jake Odorizzi? Yeah, tell his grandkids.
No, I think it's a huge ordeal.
His kids
but
were probably out there watching.
The risk versus the reward. I mean, I would think that it'd be pretty easy for Jake to understand where, at that point in time, what the hell was going on, right?
I don't think I'd like to. Did Jake understand? Did he speak afterwards?
He definitely understood. They videoed him. They had the camera on it in the dugout.
He's lying.
He was A-okay with it.
I know Jake personally. He's lying.
Dusty went over there and put a hand on each shoulder, stared him in his eyes, and told him he was going to take him out.
He just knows he can't say much right now because the bullpen potentially is in his
hold on,
his future. But he wasn't happy about it. Nobody, no competitor would be happy about that.
Well, I mean, look, if you're ever going to be happy about it, then Jake Odorizzi should have been last night, given all this. And the guy that was going in behind you, hey, man, we're fixing to throw Young Buck, Christian Javier out there right behind you and see if we can't.
And I don't care if I get slaughtered on the text line. I'm sure they are. I don't give a rip.
Well,
I'm
it's right there in front
you.
Of you. I'm sure that thing's rolling
like
crazy.
No, that's not what I don't have that right now. I think the real question now overall, after we understand how Dusty screwed him, the real question is he making things tough for Dusty? We said coming into it, man, he's got to have a big performance because – hey, it's on the line. He may be the one who comes out of the rotation. Are we starting to see, Clint, that he is making life hard on a decision for Dusty Baker and Brent Strom in terms of what they're going to do with this rotation?
Hell yeah. I mean, there's no question about it. And that's a good thing, right? I mean, this is a great problem for Dusty Baker and Brent Strom to have right now. They're going to have one hell of a decision to make down the backstretch of this season after the All-Star break. You know, my big question is if Jake Odorizzi can continue what he's done the last two outings, right? He's put two consecutive outings together, one versus the Rangers, one versus the Orioles. Together, they total 9 innings, 2 hits, 12 walks. I mean, 12 Ks, excuse me, and 1 walk. And last night, I agree with Dusty, his location, his velocity, the movement on his pitches through 5 innings was absolutely beautiful, and it was really, really, really good stuff, right? If he can continue down that path, there's no doubt about it that there's going to have to be a tough decision made, again, sooner rather than later once the All-Star break comes and goes. And the question to me is, at what point do they need to make that decision? And I don't know the answer to that. I mean, maybe we can ask Tony Gwynn Jr. Thursday when we have him on.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those where I don't know what that answer is.
They're going to have to make it.
But, yeah, you're going to have to make it. I mean, you can't.
I don't know unless they're going to give this 6-man rotation thing a real shot, which I don't think they're going to do that. But, I mean, no, they're going to have to make a decision. Yeah, I mean, because but nobody is making it easy. Nobody is making it easy at all. And Jake Odorizzi needed that performance yesterday. And, I mean, what was he, four and two-thirds? A perfect hit, perfect baseball?
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have anybody on base. Yep. Just one walk, and then, of course, Dusty took him out. But no, he's making it tough. And it was becoming a bit of an easier decision at first because Odorizzi was struggling. But he started to put it together multiple outings, his last two starts, and then also the piggyback one that he had with Javier is at least making you think some things. But, I mean, we'll see what he does while they're running these 6-man rotation, these next, 20 games, next 18 games. His next start has to keep up with it. Because, to me, Luis Garcia and Jose Urquidy have done enough to keep themselves in the rotation.
Yeah, look, I think it's
him who's got to do something to make them think that they got to take one of them out.
The Astros have 19 games in the next 20 days, and I don't know, that's what is that, 3 starts for Odorizzi? six-man rotation, 18 games. So yeah. He's going to get at least three more starts. And if he gets those three starts by the All-Star break, right, I think it'll be fair to say, assuming everything goes according to plan, there's no more injuries. I don't know what he's going to do production-wise, but there's no more injuries. At the All-Star break, I think it's safe to say that everybody's caught up. You've seen enough of a sample size from Jake Odorizzi. All right, now out of the backside of the All-Star break, it's all steam ahead, competition. Who's going to end up being the starters in this rotation? I mean, right now I've been a big fan of being patient with Jake Odorizzi because of the injury, because he got a late jump.
Yeah, you've been
and
right.
Because
he's
it's early
on.
In the season.
He's coming on.
But he should have three more starts by the All-Star break. And at that point in time,
we know.
I think it's fair to say, hey, man, everybody's – there's, you know, we had Fromber coming off an injury. Had no idea how he was going to respond. Right? You had Jose Urquidy coming off of last year where he had COVID and all the issues.
With he had an back injury as well.
Right. So you had McCullers, injury to the shoulder. There's all these little knick-knack things that come with, hey, that ramp up maybe wasn't there. Maybe it's the beginning of the season and guys getting in shape. But the way this thing's going to unfold is after the All-Star break, I think it comes down. It's cutting time. At that point in time, you go,
that's
okay,
what
who,
I would be. Yeah.
Who, no more excuses. Everybody's ramped up. Who's the five guys that you're going to roll with? You know McCullers is going to be one of them. You know Greinke's going to be one of them. You know Framber Valdez is going to be one of them.
And then right? it's the other one.
It's the other ones. Everybody else that you go, okay, who is in the starting rotation?
Those three guys for two spots. Urquidy, Luis Garcia, and Jake Odorizzi.
Yep.
Those three for two. And then the other one is somebody, and I still think what you have said is true. Whoever that other person that factors into it is somebody that you hope can be an asset in the bullpen, somebody that you hope can help you.
Hell yeah. You. Well, here's the thing, though, Shows. You look at
– that's the other part of the decision is maybe the person that you send down is the better starter, but they may be the one that you can get the most out of going down to the bullpen as opposed to – the other one who
yeah, well, we've heard guys. We've heard John Rocker. We've heard several guys talk about the difference between the two. And so just from a mental standpoint, the difference between the two is major, right? So I don't know who's going to handle that shift as well as the next guy. But I'm just thinking, okay, if the Astros go to a five-man rotation, you slide another guy like Javier into the bullpen, I mean, damn, I'm pretty confident in these Astros, man.
Really?
At that point in
well,
time.
Well, I just want – you know how I feel about Javier. I just want that person – to come down in the bullpen to slide Javier in a different role, to slide him in a role where he is.
Yeah, whatever role is best for him is fine with me. I don't know who's best in what role, but when you've got Stanek and Presley on the back end, and then you've got Javier and whichever starter it is that slides into the bullpen, and you got Bulldog Taylor possibly coming back in the fold there. I mean, you've got some. I just really like in a series, right? In a game that matters, in a series that matters, I really feel comfortable having Javier plus one in the pen where you go, okay, if you have to burn Javier for an extended period of time, you got another bullet in the gun, so to speak, for the next game if something comes up. Right now, once you burn him, you're in trouble if you get into a long relief situation. So I really feel comfortable with where the Astros are at and where they appear to be going right now.
Yeah, Clint Sterner and the show here with you on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. One thing that will make a lot of Astros fans happy, and I tell you, I give them credit for it. I love this decision. They are really, really going to take it and put it on the New York Yankees and their fans and mostly the media people. When the Yankees come in here on July 10th, there's a promotion at Minute Maid Park. And in game one of the series, they are going to be giving out 2019 AL championship trophies, the replicas of the trophies, when the Yankees are in town. If you remember, the Yankees are the team they defeated in the 2019 ALCS. They're going to be giving those trophies. In game two, it's not over. Wow, you know. Two straight promotion days. They're giving ALCS championship rings to everyone who comes in as they face the Yankees. And, yes, 3 days in a row, three promotions. Never really seen that. Then they'll be giving away a Jose Altuve jersey. And I saw this from the OG, John Lopez, who does the show ahead of us. He said, the other part of this is a lot of media who cover the teams, they also get the promotion gifts. They get the rings. They get the trophy and the giveaway, the jersey giveaway. So,
big scam.
Yankees broadcasters and media this are also great. Going to get championship trophies and rings if they want them. If they want them.
It's a It's a subtle troll, maybe.
You think right? so? I mean, you think it's you don't oh, think it's I coincidence?
It. No, no way in hell. And I'm well, here.
I'm assuming this is the last series before they got the Yankees the last series before the All-Star break, right?
This is great.
It's the last three games before the All-Star break, I'm pretty sure.
That sounds right.
Home series, obviously.
Yes.
It's great. No, this is absolutely beautiful.
Well, they should lean into it. I mean, for real. I
completely agree. Like I said it from the jump. Once the Astros got popped and were made the face of the sign-stealing scandal, this is huge for the Astros. Yeah, it's going to suck. It's going to be tough to get through. But in a sense of the national notoriety that's going to come with this, good, bad, or indifferent, call it hate if you will, it doesn't matter. This is going to take the Astros logo, their organization, to a whole nother level, and this is just part of it. I mean, this is cool. I mean, it would be a really cool situation, but it is tenfold more – I guess noticeable because of the controversy.
Of course. And who they're doing it against.
No question.
Yes. And like, I think last year, okay, you take your lumps. Last year you take it and people are doing what they're doing, you take it. This year, to me, lean into it.
Yeah.
Play that villain. I love it.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, you need him in sports. Lean into it to really I'm fully expecting though. Some sort of video or something that Yankees, whoever's covering them from the Yankees radio station, the Yes Network, yes. whatever, they'll do videos of them burning it or breaking the trophy or
that'll be
something
cute.
Like
that. Call Chicago and see how that worked out for the White Sox and their cute yeah. little garbage can bang in, take off your jacket video that those TV guys did. That worked out horribly for them.
You know, I'm not sure what a buzzer looks like because no one really knows what the hell this buzzer supposedly Altuve had on. But whenever they give away these Altuve jerseys, they should also give away a buzzer with it to everyone that gets
there.
Oh,
you really think they should just really
That would be awesome.
They should plant a buzzer in the left breast.
Yes, yes.
The left breast of the jersey.
And then, and then in the seventh inning stretch, just hit that buzzer and make everybody's chest buzz one time it's got that Altuve jersey on. That'd be great.
Buzz
All
twice.
Right, everybody, put on your Altuve jerseys.
Fastball, buzz twice.
Half. Here comes the fastball, boys.
I want to see a bunch of cardboard cutouts of Chapman's face, that stupid smile he had on his face whenever Altuve hit that walk-off. I want to see a bunch of those in the stands. Like, those should be on sticks when the fans walk in, so throughout the game they can just hold it up over their own face.
Do you think this is going to – you think it's going to piss them off? Like, the Yankees aren't going to see it. But do you think, like, the people who cover the Yankees, like, they go in here and get this, that this is just going to piss them off, irritate them?
I hope so.
Oh, I don't know how it doesn't. Like, I don't know. How do you
like,
how
would
do
that
you
make
not...
it, like, let's say we, the three of us, I already know Tyler's answer. The three of us were covering the Astros on a day-to-day basis, and we were media. And we went to Yankee Stadium, and they did a giveaway of trash cans, like small trash cans.
It wouldn't.
Would that piss you off? I would laugh.
It wouldn't piss me off. I mean, the New York Yankee fans and their media that they are far from having the ability to piss me off, to make me mad. But it's definitely, I think, something that we would notice and we would comment on and we would definitely have some fun with.
Tyler would fight the guy.
I'm classy. I mean, I know
you're not classy.
Yeah, Yankees fans are classless.
Look,
I'm not like that.
Since Tyler said he was going to snatch somebody's garbage can from him a few months ago, we've seen the Suns in four guy just absolutely obliterate some clown. We probably shouldn't get any kind of physical, no kind of physical altercation.
I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying if we got up to them gates and they were handing out, hey, here's the giveaway, the trash cans.
Would you take it, T?
Yeah, I'd take it. That'd be a nice piece of memorabilia.
You throw it in.
I'd either fire it out onto the field or I'd get someone to sign it so I could put it in my man cave.
The words turd or clown would come out.
Definitely
quick.
Turd.
Maybe both.
Yeah, that would be a doubler.
I would try to get Shrek's autograph on it.
Would you be mad at
Aaron Judge?
Aaron Judge, Shrek.
The gate guy, what, the attendant at the gate, would you be mad?
No.
Would you like smart mouth him?
No.
What if you had?
I'm just doing my job here, man. That's all.
As long as he doesn't have a smart remark.
I'm just doing my job.
Yeah, the guy's just doing his job.
What if you were several bullets deep, man? You done had you some cold. You done had you some cold drinks.
I'm not the type to start nothing like that. I'm not going to be a very appreciative if you get smart and say something to me and do something you shouldn't, but I'm not one, no matter how many cold ones I may have drank, I'm not going to just look for trouble.
That's all right, because we know how many cold ones he drinks, he's being safe about it.
Facts.
He's being safe about it. He's being smart about it. We know he'd leave. He'd call an Uber. He'd call or whatever. He's being safe about it when he take those cold ones. And I think he'd be in a good place with that guy. After calling him a turd and a clown.
Yeah. I mean, I think that would be the right decision to make.
Yankees fans have shown that they're classless, though. So they don't mind when a guy's standing at a urinal throwing a beer against his back. So, I mean, that fan base, you just never know what they're going to do.
I don't believe you. That would ruin Tyler for the first three innings of the game.
If he got a garbage can on the way in, like a mini garbage can?
Yeah. That would ruin him for the first three innings of the game. Because Tyler, when Tyler gets good and mad, he goes and just walks and starts talking trash to himself.
If the Astros were to happen to lose in that game, Tyler would walk out with a garbage can over his head. Could you see him walking out with that garbage? What's wrong with T?
Oh, God. Did Dusty Baker make a mistake last night? Did he screw things up with his pitcher last night? We'll discuss that.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.